Without hesitation, Joseph gives Pharaoh some advice. And this is how his heart and mind works. He's a manager. That's just his gift. He's just put stuff together. His dad saw it when he was a young man and had him overseeing Potiphar in Potiphar's house. Joseph ran everything. He's just a manager. He's just good at what he does. He got into the prison. He was now running everything in the prison. Now he's before Pharaoh and he says, here's what you need to do.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse-by-verse, through the Bible. Our study of Genesis continues in chapter 41 as Joseph is finally freed from prison. Here's Pastor Bob.
Look at Genesis 41, starting in verse 1. It came to pass, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. You should probably underline that. At the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed a dream. And behold, he stood in his dream. He stood by the river. That would be the Nile, everyone. That's Egypt. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored cows, fat-fleshed. And they fed in the meadow. Healthy, chubby cows. That's what the Bible says. And behold, after them, 7 others came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed. And they stood by the other cows upon the brink of the river, right there at the river's edge. And the ill-favored, ill-favored, lean-fleshed cows did eat up the 7 well-favored fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. What a dream. He fell back to sleep because he woke up from that dream. And verse 5 says, he slept and he dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came upon 1 stalk. 7. Rank and good. Rank would be chubby, thick, fat, big, and good. And behold, 7 thin ears, blasted with the east wind, they sprang up after them. And the 7 thin ears, the skinny, dried corn, devoured the 7 fat, full ears of corn. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and he called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Okay, let's go back now. That was verses 1-8. 2 full years have passed since Joseph said to the chief butler, please mention me to Pharaoh. Tell him my story. Help me. Please remember me. Remember that? 2 full years later, Joseph has been hoping every day, 365 days, 2 times. What is that, 720 or some that or thereabouts? That's a lot of days, everyone. A lot of days. 2 years can seem a lifetime, I'm sure, when you're in the dungeon. Hoping every day of those 2 full years that the chief butler has said something to Pharaoh. The chief butler would come through for Joseph. We've already been told, Joseph doesn't know it, but we've already been told that the chief butler forgot all about Joseph. Joseph hasn't forgotten about him. Joseph is hoping he'll say something to Pharaoh and get him out of here. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5-7. For every true believer, you and me and Joseph, 1 Peter 5, 5-7, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the older. Yea, all of you be submitted to one another and be clothed with humility. Wear it like a garment, humility. For God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You see, if it's a struggle, if it's a hassle, if it's a problem, you don't quit, you don't yell at the government, you don't go down and burn down the post office or something dumb like that. You run to God, everybody, you run to God, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Notice the language, in due time, 1 Peter 5, 5 through 7. In due time, that means when it's the exact right time. I know that this is the exact time. Why? Because that's how God does it. And God's now going to tell them there's a famine coming, and it's going to save Egypt and all of the children of Israel. I read ahead. But Joseph couldn't write ahead because nothing was written. I've seen a pattern throughout the Word of God, not just the Old Testament, but New Testament also. It's a pattern in God's Word. When God says the time is right, things start to happen and events begin to move quickly. I mean, quickly. You're going to see Joseph's going to be out of prison and within an hour or so standing in front of Pharaoh. After 2 years of not knowing anything, he's going to be standing up in front of Pharaoh, telling Pharaoh what to do. That can't happen. That's impossible. What's going to be, he doesn't know when he goes to bed tonight that he's going to be in front of Pharaoh's face tomorrow. He doesn't know that. He doesn't know anything, but he knows that my God is an awesome God. My God loves me, and he promised me some things, like my brothers would bow down to me, and my mother and father, they would bow down. Now, that hasn't happened, and I'm probably never going to see him again, so I don't understand all that's going on around me. But listen, everybody, in due time is when it's the right time. Look at the pattern in Scripture. When God says the time is right, things start to happen, and events move quickly. You and I are watching the promises of God take place right before our very eyes. Shouldn't that be a thrill? Shouldn't we be excited about it instead of worrying about, well, what if and how about and when? The Lord God Almighty caused Pharaoh to have two dreams. He didn't dream those because it was something he ate. He didn't dream those because something was wrong with his head. Maybe there was, but that's not why he dreamed. God gave him those dreams. God gave him those dreams designed to get Joseph out of prison. How about that? And Joseph is sitting there, no clue. Maybe God forgot me. I mean, the chief butler forgot me. I'm here in the dungeon. I've been here 2 years. Maybe God forgot. I can hear you now. I can hear you. You've said it, haven't you? Has God forgotten me? I'm praying, and this is happening, and this is happening. Why isn't anything changing? Because in due time, God's got a plan. You just wait till the right time and trust him. Joseph served for another 2 years, and he was honest, and he was faithful, and it was probably one of the lousiest jobs he's ever had, but he's doing it because it's what God's got him doing. You're doing whatever you're doing because God's got you doing it. Will you always be there? I don't know. Maybe not. Joseph won't always be in prison, but 2 years sounds like a long time to me. God gave Pharaoh two dreams. The first, seven healthy, fat, well-fed cows. Then seven sickly, super skinny, starving cows. The starving cows devoured the healthy cows. Now, when it says those skinny ones came out of the water, if you've been over that part of the world, the Middle East, if you just go there, it gets kind of hot. See, the cows would stand at the edge of the river, the Nile. They would walk in, maybe up to their knees in water because it's hot. So when he saw those two dreams, he woke up and it really, or that first dream, he woke up. And it really bothered him, but it looks like he got himself back to sleep because now he dreams again. The second dream was a plump, thick, healthy, big ears of corn, seven on one stalk. Then the seven puny, sickly, dried ears of corn. Remember that second dream? They devoured the seven plump, fat ears of corn. Pharaoh woke up And he was really troubled. He couldn't get it out of his head. He couldn't understand what it meant. So he called in the morning. He called for the magicians. There were all kinds of types of them. They were soothsayers. They practiced divination. Fortune tellers, astrologers, oracles, those who communicated with the dead, those who read the tea leaves, and those who read the stars and the moon, in all that stuff, right? Divination, by the way, they're called practicing divination. Diviners, divination is trying to find out the unknown using anything except the one true God. If you're trying to find out what's coming by communicating with the dead, one of your aunts or uncles or relatives or some close friend of yours that's gone on, that is divination. That is forbidden in Deuteronomy chapter 20. It is forbidden throughout the New Testament as well. We don't communicate with the dead. Not one of those so-called brilliant people, those soothsayers, not one of them could interpret Pharaoh's dream. Now you remember, 2 years ago, Joseph, having never interpreted a dream before, he had a couple, and they were interpreted for him. He interpreted the chief butlers and the chief bakers, remember? And it was spot on. It was right on. So look at verse 9. When Pharaoh called all those guys in there, well, you know who's there? The chief butler. He's right there handing him his morning coffee or whatever he's drinking. Then spoke the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults today. Pharaoh was angry with his servants, and he put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house in the dungeon, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night. I and he, both of us, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And verse 13 says, and it came to pass as he interpreted to us. So it was me, you restored to my office, and him, you hanged him. And Pharaoh would have remembered that. The Lord shows that now is the time to deliver Joseph out of prison. This is the time that God has set for him. He's going to take over from here, and he's going to save Egypt, and he's going to save Israel. We don't know how long exactly he was in, but certainly it's been at least 2 years since the butler and the baker were there in the dungeon for a crime he didn't commit. And he could have just been the worst prisoner in there, couldn't he? He could have said, I don't care. I'm not going to help anybody. I don't want to be around anybody. Put me in solitary. I'll just punch anybody that gets near me. But he didn't. He served. He ministered, and that's what Christians do. That's why we do what we do, because we belong to the Lord. So the Lord allowed the chief butler to forget Joseph until it was the right time. And then God allowed the chief butler to remember. I like his language. And the language carries the idea that the chief butlers can't even believe he forgot that. The chief butler basically says, I can't believe I forgot that kid. It just popped into my head just right now. Oh my goodness. We got a guy. There's a young Hebrew guy, and he was right on. I cannot believe that I haven't told you. Then Pharaoh sent, and he called Joseph, and they brought him hurriedly, hastily out of the dungeon. He shaved himself, changed his clothing, came in to Pharaoh. They probably give him a quick shower, quick bath, right? Get him cleaned up. He's been in the dungeon for a few years now. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, verse 15, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say about you that you can understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. An answer of peace, that's interesting. In other words, an answer that'll put your heart at peace. So verse 17, Pharaoh said to Joseph, In my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came out of the river seven cows, flat-fleshed and well-favored, and they were feeding in a meadow. And behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very sickly and lean-fleshed, such as I've never seen in the land of Egypt for badness. I've never seen cows that skinny and shaky. And the lean and the ill-favored cows did eat up the seven fat ones. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them. In other words, they ate up those really fat, healthy cows, and they all were still skinny and lean and shaky and about to die. They were still ill-favored just at the beginning. And he says, and I woke. Then I saw in my dream, verse 22, behold, seven ears of corn, one stalk, full and good, healthy, big ears of corn. And behold, seven ears withered and thin and blasted with the east sprang up after them. And the ears, the bad ears devoured the good ears. And I told this to the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. They didn't know what it meant. We wouldn't know if God didn't tell Joseph. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, you had two dreams, but the dreams are the same thing. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. In other words, it's coming. You have no time. You're going to have to start preparing today. You got 7 years. The seven good kind of cows are 7 years. This is verse 26. And the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. The seven thin and ill-favored cows that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind are 7 years of famine. Also, this is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he is showing to you, Pharaoh. He's giving you a heads up. He's warning you, Pharaoh. That is the mercy of God. That is the kindness, the grace, and the mercy of God to warn Pharaoh. If he's got any sense at all, he will listen to Joseph. Because Joseph just told him exactly what it meant. He says, my God is warning you what's coming. So verse 29 says this, behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. It'll be gone. And the famine shall consume all the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous, very heavy, very terrible. And for that, the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. He says, that's why you had a dream and another dream, and they both mean the same thing. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Shortly means immediately. There is no time to think about it. There's no time to decide. You got to move. You got to move, and you have to act, and you have to act now. Joseph gives the interpretation, but it's God who gave the interpretation. It comes straight from the Lord. 7 years of great plenty will cover the entire land. All of Egypt will be that way. And those 7 years, after those 7 years of plenty, a severe famine will cover the whole land. The famine will be so severe, you've never seen anything like it in Egypt ever before. There's never been anything like it. This is going to be bad. The Lord God is telling you what's going to happen. That's what's coming. Joseph is convinced. That's exactly what it means. That's what's coming. Okay, Pharaoh's got something to decide here. Do you listen to this young kid? Well, he's 30 years old. You listen to him? Or do you just go back to your soothsayers and all the people who couldn't figure it out and ask them to throw some more bones, or just to look at the stars and follow, or just go into their trance and speak to their Uncle Fred or somebody like that, and all the garbage that people are doing nowadays? Therefore, notice Joseph's not finished talking. This is how Joseph is built. He hasn't stopped talking. Let me read it the way it's written. And verse 32, for that the dream was double unto Pharaoh twice is because this thing is established by God, and God will rapidly, quickly bring it to pass. You got some decisions to make. So Joseph doesn't stop. He starts to manage. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh, here's what you need to do. I love this guy. This is the king of Egypt. He could look at you and say, you're ugly, cut his head off, and they would. And he says, let Pharaoh look out around the nation, a man. You need someone to oversee this, and you got to find him now. Discreet and wise. And you set him over the land of Egypt. You're going to have somebody overseeing this to manage this. Let Pharaoh do this, and let that person appoint officers over the land, and take up a fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven good years, the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. That's wise. It's protected from attack. And not just one place, but Egypt's a pretty good size. So you have different cities where people could get food. Logistics, as you've seen recently, can really get messed up, and a lot of things don't get through. And Joseph is already thinking about that. It's going to be ugly. So let them gather, verse 35, let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for to store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not from the famine. He doesn't even hesitate. I don't know how he felt standing there in presence of Pharaoh. Pharaoh's probably sitting on this totally cool throne, looking down on everybody. Okay, kid, what do you got? Can you help me or not? Is it true? And Joseph says, yeah, it's true. Both dreams, it's coming so rapidly, it's so important. God gave you the same dream two different ways, but they both mean the same thing. They're both saying the same thing. And now, without hesitation, Joseph gives Pharaoh some advice. Pharaoh didn't ask for it, but he's there, and this is how his heart and mind works. He's a manager. That's just what he is. And some suggest that Joseph was trying to get himself a job, but I don't see that anywhere in the language. That's just his gift. He's just put stuff together. His dad saw it when he was a young man and had him overseeing, and in Potiphar's house, Joseph ran everything. He's just a manager. He's just good at what he does. He got into the prison. He was now running everything in the prison. Now he's before Pharaoh, and he says, here's what you need to do. And I don't think he's looking for work. Joseph has never been one to raise himself up. He's just born gifted that way, and God is using it. He sees what needs to happen to protect Egypt from what's coming soon. Thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants. His servants go, yeah, that sounds like a good plan. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this man? A man in whom the Spirit of God is? Pharaoh used the term Elohim, the one and only powerful God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I love that. Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a better guy than this? A man in whom the Spirit of God actually is? Now, is that a setup? Is God cool or what? 13 years. In that 13 years, he was beaten, he was cheated, he was thrown in prison, and he served, and humbly, he just trusted God.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is the radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.